Okay, so Nest thermostat is pretty neat because one of the things that they claim is that with this thermostat, so simply buying and replacing your house's thermostat with a Nest thermostat is going to save you anywhere from about $135 to $145 per year.
Which is a big deal now in Ontario that our gas has gone up significantly.
True enough. Wow, I didn't even want to go there. How did this get political? Says GWG.
Kathleen Wynne! No, but it's true. I mean, it's now costs more to heat your home, and being the dead of winter,
I think what Jeff is trying to say is, with the cost savings, you can buy really cool things like, for example, a Star Trek drone.
Or a Raspberry Pi.
A Raspberry Pi. Star Trek The Next Generation Bluetooth communicator badge.
Ooh.
Which you just have no reason to buy beyond the sheer geekery of it. You're thinking about it.
I'm trying to come up with something.
I feel like it would be great to wear that while you're holding your certificate from the Starfleet Academy.
I think so.
Okay, so talk about Nest.
Okay.
So now, was this not the thing that had the issues in the past?
The issues in the past. Now,
security?
Nest something? Security was a concern at one point. And now, with the current generation of Nest and with the firmware updates and everything, everything is set up to be very well encrypted. Mm-hmm. All the communication that happens between Nest, the Nest servers, the Nest servers in your app, it's all done through encrypted connections. And they are using sophisticated encryption in order to establish all of those communications. The other thing to consider, Jeff, is that Nest as a thermostat, now this is a smart thermostat, so it monitors things and learns from your behavior.
Okay? Right.
One of the things that I love about Nest is that it sees you. It knows, not visually, it's not like facial recognition kind of thing, but more along the lines of a motion sensor. So if you enter the room, it knows, hey, I'm going to turn on the screen because you probably want to see me. And there's your Nest all lit up and nice. But also, it combines that with the motion sensor technology with the Wi-Fi compatibility of your phone. And we'll actually know if you've left the house.
This is a less creepy version of the girlfriend in a box.
Not at all like that.
Right.
Girlfriend in a box. Gate box.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. But using that information, knowing that you've stepped out of the house. Now, I set a target temperature. So now Nest allows me to change between Fahrenheit and Celsius. So we'll say about 74 degrees, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Can't say Fahrenheit with a stuffy nose. 23 and a half degrees Celsius, give or take.
Wow, and you like it warm.
Yeah.
It's winter. We'll turn it down to 15 in the summer.
My goodness, I still like it, 20.
You're wearing a wool jacket.
Well, in here, I got to look good because we're standing up.
Oh, well. What are you saying? I'm not wearing a wool jacket. So with this information, so Nest knows, okay, you've left the house. So now talking about security.
Right.
Yeah, it seems kind of dangerous that your device is communicating that data back to a server. However, keeping in mind that it is encrypted, man in the middle can't get a hold of that information, and we can feel confident that that information is held safely.
Okay,
so what does it do for us that this thermostat now knows that I've been out of the house? So it monitors the app that's in my pocket on my phone.
Okay.
And it knows my geolocation and says, okay, well, you're in the house or you're near the house, so I'm going to have the temperature at your desired target temperature. So that's my 23.5. If I leave the house, it sees that the app is disconnected from the internal Wi-Fi.
Right.
It still gives me access through my mobile internet or through whatever Wi-Fi I'm connected to, but it sees that I've left. So then it says, okay, well, let's look at the motion sensor. Are there still people in the house beyond the person who has the app installed on their phone?
Okay.
And it uses the motion sensor to say, oh, there's still movement, so we're going to keep at 23.5 degrees. So then, if everybody leaves the house, this was kind of cool. I went away for a bit of a Christmas do, and Nest, I pulled it out. I was on the Wi-Fi at a family member's house, pulled it out, and it showed me that it was in eco mode. So having left the house, my Nest thermostat has now disabled my furnace in such a way that it will stay within the threshold that it's still safe for my plants, it's still safe for the animals, it's not going to get too cold, it's also not going to get too hot, but it's saving energy because it doesn't have to maintain that specific, I'm comfortable at 23.5, but the dogs are fine at 20. Or
I would say 17. You 17? Could define it at 17. No.
If you're not
you'd
there.
You'd be fine at 17 and not there. The dog would be fine
absolutely.
At 17.
Absolutely. The plants will not die at 17 degrees Celsius.
You'd be great.
So with that, so now I took a little bit of a video to show you the thermostat itself. I do like that it turns on when we approach it, but also something to mention is that it's a lot smaller than I was expecting the form factor to be. I thought from the marketing material that this was going to be about the size of a CD. Do you get that impression when you see...
It'd be about that big?
It's about that big. It's
really?
About the size of a bell.
Huh.
So much, much smaller than I was expecting. And in comparison to a CD DVD, it's you can see the size difference is quite substantial. So it's a lot smaller. The one thing I don't like about that is that now it comes with this back plate, but because my original thermostat was bigger than the Nest... Now I can see where the previous owners of the house have painted around their thermostat, and I've got this awful looking... Now I've got to paint the whole wall if I want it to look nice.
Or just put some sort of decal around it.
I thought about that. I thought about getting some kind of sticker that I could put behind it and mount it all on top. I've yet to find one that would work.
Thinking that this would be really good for landlords with tenants, right? Because if they could control remotely the temperature, then they wouldn't have tenants that, like, totally pump up the jam in the house and then leave.
Yeah, well, and let's take it one step further, because if there are tenants in the house, let them turn on the temperature and that's fine. But yeah, I mean, if they leave and the motion sensor senses that nobody's home, it will adjust the temperature accordingly.
That's perfect.
That said, let's say you do temporary rentals.
Right.
How ideal is it that when somebody checks out, bring up your app from the comfort of your home, and it could be on the other side of, you know, of Barrie, and adjust the temperature because it doesn't need to be kept warm because nobody's staying there at the time, right? So that's pretty cool. So let's get an actual, you know, look at this. You can scroll through on the device itself. You can turn the device. You can push in to adjust settings and kind of click OK. But what's interesting about it is the fact that the app allows you to connect to your Nest thermostat from anywhere in the world as long as you've got an internet connection. So I've got my phone here with the app, and this is live in real time. So I'm on our studio Wi-Fi here, and yet it sees that my home dining room is 23.5 degrees Celsius. So if I click, I can see that. And I can actually, now I can see that the furnace right now is on. Okay, so the furnace at my house, because the screen is red, I can see that the furnace is on. Right now you can see that little line there just below where it's set to 23.5. See that line that stays static? It says that it is currently 23 degrees, so I can adjust that. Now, as I adjust that, my wife at home would actually see that moving back and forth and adjusting on the screen of the Nest as well. It could be if it wasn't for the fact that it's me demonstrating it on the air. So I can actually turn off the furnace by bringing down the temperature, and now it's 22.5. It's going to detect that, hey, the house is already 23, and it's going to turn off the furnace for those at home. It's going to wait a couple of moments to do that. Oh, there, it just turned off. So the blower on my furnace is now off.
That's cool.
My wife and kids sitting at home right now, the furnace just turned off for them. Now it's going to turn back on again. So I can see the inside humidity is 33%, which is good, and I can adjust that from the furnace itself, but it's nice that I have that on my display. And then I've got the outside temperature, which is kind of brilliant as well. Just nice.
It measures the outside temperature?
It actually pulls that, because remember, this is Wi-Fi connected.
Right, okay.
So it has access to the weather forecast.
Right.
And all of that information is available, so I can actually see what are the conditions. Is it raining outside? I can see that within the app and on the screen of the Nest thermostat, because it's a smart thermostat.
Right.
So I'm going to go into, now, a couple of settings here at the bottom. You can see, okay, you can set it to actually heat, cool, heat and cool, or eco mode, so I can force it into these modes. So even if I'm home, if I don't, you know, if I'm curled up in a blanket, I can put it into eco mode and I can force that myself. What does eco mode do? Well, I'm going to click on settings here and go into my eco temperatures, and you can see that it will turn it down as low as 15 degrees Celsius, and it will make sure that it's never any hotter than 28 degrees Celsius. So that'll keep my plants safe in the summer, so it won't get too cold from the air conditioner being on too long or too hot from the air conditioner being off.
Right.
So it'll keep things. And we had that happen, and it was a shame that we didn't know, because we were at the cottage, that our plants were dying under the heat of not having the air conditioner on. That was an unfortunate thing, so we can avoid that with our Nest. So we can now connect to this from anywhere and adjust the temperature at home. It also works as a bit of a kind of a warning system, because I can see from that app that you see on your screen right there, I can see if the temperature drops below a safe threshold. I'll know before I ever have, before it ever happens, before it ever becomes a concern, I'll see the temperature dropping. And when it hits 15 degrees, I'm going to know, well, something's wrong with my furnace.
This is great for people who winter away. So say you spend the winter in Florida, or my stepmom spends the winter in Mexico, right? Mm-hmm. So she has somebody checking right now on the house all the time just to make sure everything's okay. Mm-hmm. This is one less thing she has to worry about them checking. She'll always know if the furnace is working if she were to have this.
And what if you've got a summer vacation home?
Right.
For example, or a cottage where you've got Nest installed, you've got an air conditioner, and you look at your Nest on your app and you say, oh, the temperature right now is pretty hot at the cottage. We're going to hit the road. We're going to be there in an hour. Let's turn on the air conditioner. Huh. Let's get it cooled down to a comfortable temperature so that when we arrive, it's already set. But yet when we're not there through the week, we can turn it off.
That's cool.
Right?
Now, the motion detection settings. Mm-hmm. Is there like a pet mode where it doesn't read below a certain height?
Honestly, I'm not sure how that works. I know when I enter the room, it goes off. When my dog, who's, you know, up a little past my knees, comes in, it doesn't go off.
Okay.
It doesn't turn on. That may just be that your thermostat is up this high and it's like a eye level thing. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
I don't know the technical end of that, how that works. But
that's cool that it doesn't get set off by pets.
Exactly. And it knows from, you know, it's going to know if you've been away from the house for 20 minutes that obviously there's, you know, somebody, you're away.
Right.
And you can set that all yourself. So just really quickly looking at the settings here, let's jump in. I really like the fact that you can control things a lot nicer, a lot more specifically. And because of the eco mode here, when I'm away from the house, when everyone is out of the house, it switches to that mode and it just instantly starts saving energy. So by that, now we did a little bit of a test, and I'm not sure how I would pull that up on here. If I can see my test on here. Let's see. Nope. Not there. But what we did is we ran a bit of a test to see how it looked as far as energy savings. And the day that I set it, set up eco mode, and then we went to family member's house, it shows us the breakdown of our usage. And we were about, I would say about an eighth, maybe a tenth of the usage was knocked off.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So we had already saved about maybe up to 10% of our heating bill.
That's awesome.
That day, because we weren't home, so we didn't need it to be super comfortable at home.
Hmm.
So there you have it. I mean, it's pretty simple to set up, eh? Is there anything that you want to see?
How easy is it to install?
That's a great question.
Real simple, actually. And you'll see from the instructions, it's like a little booklet. A little pamphlet, and you take out your old thermostat. There's only a few wires there.
Right.
It tells you where to put them, and then it programs itself and gets everything up and going, and you just follow the prompts for the app, and it was in and up, like, I don't know, half hour kind of thing.
So you program it through the app?
Through the app or on the screen.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, and it's all there. So you can actually see here. Let's see if I can do it in the app. I believe I can see the current wiring. So if I go into technical info here, let's see here. I just want to check that there's nothing that's private here. Equipment. Here we go. I've got an air filter reminder that will automatically tell me. It has safety features that will automatically make sure that the house is always over 4 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
So that we don't have any kind of issues with freezing pipes, things like that.
Right. Okay.
So you see how we set up the... So when I hooked everything up, it shows me where to plug everything in. This is in the app. Okay, and it shows once it's connected, it says equipment detected. And you saw kind of as I was going through this process, I was posting things on Twitter.
Yes,
equipment detected. And it's super cool. So there it is. So you've got all the contacts and it shows you where to put them. I've got 3 contacts and that's it. Everything else is done over the Wi-Fi. So works really, really well. So easy to set up, really, really neat from a perspective of saving some money. I'm going to report back after, I would say, a couple of months where we can really see our energy bill and how this has affected things.
Yeah.
But check it out. You can go over to our website, cat5.tv/nest, N-E-S-T, and you can pick up one of those or just simply learn more information about it through the information that is provided for you there.